Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. Lance, with us this morning. How was your weekend?
It was fine. It was fine.
How many times did you fall?
None. Well, we didn't, like, so I did a hike that day after I got off the air, and then, you know, and then we traveled to Marfa, and we hadn't hiked. We were out by the pool. They didn't turn on any TVs. They have a pretty cool pool here at the place where I'm staying in Marfa, but you've been to a place where one bartender is not nice and then one is really cool. The not nice one claimed that she hadn't seen the remotes for a year and that those TVs she doesn't even think they've been on for a year. And then Seth Siegel Gardner, who is, you know, the chef, who a really highly decorated chef, who was one of the guys who had the Pass and Provisions in Houston, which is an outstanding restaurant. He moved out here and opened up a spot out here, which is great. And he came and met us at that pool. And he's like, I've watched games here before. Like, I've watched football here before. I don't know about that. So I think that we could have had the TVs on. Instead, we're just keeping track of I watched a lot of the tournament in my hotel room, at least like for the first seven holes for Phil and Koepka. And then I just kept track on my phone the rest of the time. But my wife and so that's why I'm working today. I am the people's champ because I work Friday, Monday, Tuesday. It's not a vacation for me. I'm working. I'm just traveling to hot West Texas, which actually isn't hot here now. And my wife and my buddy, you know, Chris Solis, he's a big hiker. They tried to get me to do this Top of the Rock hike, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to do my show because of Phil winning. So I'm going to miss that hike.
Yeah, because of Phil winning?
Yeah, his heartbreak. Yeah, because I bum rushed the green. I bum rushed Phil Mickelson after he won. That's the thing. That's what we do.
Well, maybe you were happy about that, but Dell seems to feel that somebody is not all that manly this morning. Okay. Somebody is, we got a list of the least manly men in golf. And one of them wears a thong,
which should have been your first clue. Although, yeah. Let a man wear what he wants to wear. But
right, I don't know how he identifies. He identifies as a thong wearer.
Whatever he identifies. But you got to get out of my face, Brooks Koepka. Just get out of my face.
So do you want to hear Brooks Koepka?
Yeah. I mean, look, Brooks Koepka put on some questionable muscle, let's just say. We don't know.
No, that's Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're right. Yeah. I get your.
No, Brooks this Koepka questionable actually, move is actually, putting
Brooks
on a
Koepka
questionable
actually
thong.
Put on some belly.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. He put on a questionable thong, and just listen to this man. Listen to this man. Look, you didn't beat Phil. Great. You're not the story. But listen to this, and maybe he needs to be at the top of the list. You don't want to name.
It would have been cool if I didn't have a knee injury and got dinged a few times in the knee in that crowd because no one really gave a personally. But if I was fine, yeah, it would have been cool. You know, it's cool for Phil, but getting dinged a few times isn't exactly my idea of fun.
He got dinged a few times.
He got, get out of my face.
His knee doesn't feel good right now.
Oh,
but when asked about it, he said, oh, it felt great all week. But somebody dinged it.
No, but it got dinged a few times.
Dinged.
Is he number one? Does he go to number one of the, as you say, how do we put this? Let's say worst losers.
Worst losers. You mean it can't take it, that has a hard time
dealing
with his emotions?
Yeah. What are we doing here? Was he limping on the course at any point? My knee.
No, he did not limp all weekend.
Oh, but he, okay.
No, he was fine.
But after he lost, he needs to look.
Well, but he got dinged. Have you ever gotten dinged?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Not in a major golf tournament, as you would like to point out. Have you done that before?
Have you
done that? No, I haven't.
No, you'd be one of the ones bum rushing, wouldn't you?
No.
You would?
No, I'm not rushing to watch the guy swing a golf club. No.
There were a lot of white people in that crowd.
Someone tweeted out, What did someone write? I haven't seen white people this happy since before the pandemic.
Oh, my God. Have you? Well, yeah, but every golf commercial, you know what every young golfer is? A young person of color. Every single commercial is play golf. And it's like every single person swinging in those videos. Like, hey, here's a kid with dreads. Hey, here's another young black man. Here's an Asian woman. Yep. Like, stop trying so hard, golf. If they want to play, they'll play. Stop trying to make every commercial like, look how diverse our young golfers are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but the story was Phil.
Of course. Now,
Phil's the story.
Phil's the story.
You remember, John, when we were doing shows, and it wasn't that long ago. It was. But it doesn't feel like it when our topic was, who's the best golfer to never win a major? And we would say Phil. It has to be Phil. We would go through a list, and it was Phil. Now Phil cranks up 6 yesterday and becomes the oldest. So he went from being, at one point on the show, the best player to never win a major to being the oldest player to ever win a major and to knock out number 6.
How long Phil has been doing it? He's 50 years and 11 months. And, yeah, he was well into his career when we started the show in 97. I mean, so... Yeah. That's a long time Phil's been in the public consciousness now and winning. He won as an amateur out of Arizona State, and now here he is being the oldest. Is there anything? I mean, especially since it's all you. It's all you. It would be like, I don't know, like when Nolan Ryan was 46 and he threw no hitter. It would be like him winning the World Series, isn't it? I mean, is it? Because it's all you. Maybe it's just like throwing a no-hitter. Maybe it's just like 46-year-old Nolan throwing a no-hitter. Well, Jack, when he was 46, he won the Masters.
I mean, a major is winning a major is like winning a mini. I mean, it's winning a championship. You get 4 championships a year, and he's winning a championship. It was, and you know, here's the thing about his performances, and I'll just speak to, I'm just following John Rahm. That's all. I'm just trying to get John Rahm in the top 20. And sure enough, John Rahm was able to get there in the last round. But, man, that round really got difficult in the second half of the day as opposed to the early scores were low. The wind picked up, and, man, it became a really difficult challenge for players to hang on. It was
so funny because the 3 days prior, the wind was the exact opposite direction.
Right.
And so you thought that it was going to be so difficult. The last holes were going to be so difficult, and actually the last holes weren't, and yet they made them difficult because 17 is really a tough hole anyway. And every hole has water on it. But Louis Oosthuizen just was so remarkably bad on that one shot that went so far right. You're like, oh, my goodness, dude. And everybody was trying to be left on that green or even in the, you know, left of the green, and it seemed like everybody was going right. It was just so difficult to keep it up. But listen, I've never seen a two-shot swing as many times as we saw with Phil and Koepka. There were 6 different – I think it was turned out to be 6 different times where it went birdie bogey. Maybe it was just 5. 5 different times where it went birdie bogey, and it's a 2-shot swing on a hole. You just don't see that when it's head to head like that. It just doesn't happen. So that was amazing, but it was in Phil's favor most of the time, which is Koepka. You know, I know your boy had Koepka for a nice amount of money.
Solas would have made good money. I was cheering for Koepka. I don't know how many more times I'll do that after hearing what a crybaby he was. Yeah, I'm sure it was really cool. Like, yeah, Phil winning is cool, except people were smashing my knee because they don't give a bleep. But, you know, yeah, cool or whatever. I don't care. It's awesome, I guess. I don't know. Hey, Koepka. I mean, I get it, but just have some awareness of the situation. But, yeah, Solas is, and you know what's funny is Koepka had a chance. Koepka was right there. If Koepka would have played a little bit, I mean, it got tougher. But here's the difference. When Phil holed out from the sand, tournament over.
Well, there was still a lot of golf to play. Holy crap.
When you look back at it, though,
yeah,
Koepka did not get a birdie that hole. Phil did?
Yeah. It was
what?
It's extremely, especially since you're the one on the green putting for birdie, and he's in the sand, and you think, well, advantage me. And then all of a sudden he holes out and you're like, holy crap, I just lost this hole? So, yeah, that's a very discouraging, no question about it. But there was still plenty of golf left. Koepka just didn't play his best golf. He just didn't.
No, he didn't, and Louis Oosthuizen did. You know what? Phil earned that one.
He did.
He played solid. He played like a guy who's played a lot of golf and won a lot of big matches, because all he did was he just played not to lose, and that's not a bad thing when you have a lead in the Masters. I mean, a lead in a major. It's not a bad thing if you understand how there's a difference between getting passive and playing not to lose. And Phil just played steady Eddie golf, and good for him. He was a 200-1 favorite. The sports books, there's an article how the sports books got pummeled because he's one of those fan, you know, people are always going to bet on fan favorites. The general public, and they got their asses kicked at 200-1.
Yeah. Well, but here, hey, listen, God bless if you saw that coming. Dude hadn't finished in the top 20 in 9 months. He hadn't won, in years. So for you to and there was a guy that called up a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, what about Phil winning? Yeah, Phil ain't winning. I just said, hey, that dude, whoever that guy was a couple 3 weeks ago that said, hey, what about Phil winning and what that would mean? And I was like, yeah, that just isn't happening anymore. We can stop with that. And sure enough, he comes up. Here's the thing about today's golf, though. It's so funny. You know, back in the day, it was Watson and Nicklaus and, you know, and then Lee Trevino or Raymond Floyd or whatever, Arnie and all those guys. And it just seemed like, and even with Tiger, it was a different guy. It was Rocco Mediate, or it was Bob May, or it was whomever it was. And maybe it wasn't a big name, but somebody would step up every week and give him a challenge. You know, not so much Tiger, because he just dominated the field. But there's no, I mean, it's so funny how there's nobody stepping up in these majors and going, no, we're gonna battle it out shot for shot down the stretch. Let's go. You got to watch every shot. When Phil's up by four with four to play, you're like, what the hell? What happened to this tournament? It's over. I know it's awesome because it's Phil, but how about somebody challenging? That would be totally sweet. And we just aren't seeing that nearly as much as we should be. Anyway, it's golf, and I know a lot of you. Hey, if you didn't watch that though, you know what? I know it was golf. Did you watch it live?
Me?
No, Del. You know you did.
No.
You watched the end.
I will tell you exactly what happened. I was watching basketball, and because I have ESPN Plus on the front page of ESPN.com, it's running the live feed. So that's the only time I saw it. And I had it up quite a bit just because I was checking scores of things. But no, NBA basketball was on. Come on.
No, you were watching Phil. All people.
I wasn't.
You just want to check in. How's my guy Phil doing?
No, it wasn't even me of all people, because there are multiple things going on. So look, the front page. Oh, they're running it. So I would see it that way, but I wasn't checking in.
They were checking in. That's so cool, Del. That is so neat. Somebody said, were we on your couch or were we bellied up to the bar? And I said, we're on Del's couch. Underneath the covers,
ew.
We're eating some pretzels and popcorn.
I don't understand why underneath the covers it's the length you go to for this bit. Underneath the covers. Why would I be underneath the covers with you?
I don't know. Maybe because you had the air conditioning up too high.
Well, I like the house a little warmer. You may like a little colder.
I like it colder.
Yeah, then you wouldn't have had the covers on, because you'd have been a little warm.
I just thought that was a great place to watch a game. I don't know. That's just me.
I don't know why the covers thing is what you like to lean into. Go buy your buddy some jeans and leave me out of it.
It's 713 ESPN 97.5. Hey, we got a great weekend of baseball to talk about.
Well, are we a Ranger station?
Well, here's the deal. Is a Texas team was dominant this weekend. Dominant. We'll tell you who on the other side.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Just let it sink in, folks. We all have dreams and wonder what that moment would feel like if we achieved it. And how many achieve it in a second act in a legendary career with thousands surrounding and chanting your name? We'll be right back. what he is. Was it his time? Yes, it was. And it's a time we will never forget. Phil Mickelson is the PGA champion.
How about that? Credit CBS Sports. Jim Nantz calling it. Calling it great. The people's
champion.
He is the people's.
Bill, you take umbrage with that, don't you?
Yeah, he's the people's champ.
Any normal person would take umbrage. There's only one people's champion.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
This is the people's champ. John.
That's not the people. That's not the people's champion.
Yes, it
he
is.
He doesn't have Phil's physique.
Well, yes, that's correct. You're correct on that.
Yes. Okay. How could you root for a guy with that physique as opposed to
anyone
Phil's?
Anyone who knows.
Who is America more like? Bill or The Rock?
He's got you on that.
Look, I know what you're saying, but there's only one people's champ, and it's The Rock.
Does he have a people's eyebrow? No.
He has a people's.
Does Phil have a people's elbow? Yeah. No. Maybe Dell's right, John.
No.
Yeah.
The people's champ is Phil Mickelson. Did you see the crowd and dinging people in their knees? That's all they did was walk up, just start hitting people in the knee.
Were they taking clubs to Kepka?
That's it.
Yeah, it was like a big Nancy Kerrig, Jeff Galooly thing. They're just smack. Just smacking people on the just kneecapping golfers all over the place.
For fun this morning, read the Twitter search results this morning for Brooks Koepka and the P word.
That's what gold. That's what I was trying to avoid calling him.
Search it up.
Watch, I'm going to do it.
Can we put a different word in place of the P word so that we can just read them seamlessly?
Here we are.
What about kitty? Why don't you just say kitty?
Well, you just said P word. That's all. You didn't say it. The kids don't know what the P word is.
Okay.
Kids never heard it. You know, Daddy. You know, the people's champion. People. Somehow, it is ugly, but.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So you talk to the caddy instead of going to Koepka. Not only is the guy a slow-playing hypocrite, he's a P2. I don't even follow golf, and I immensely dislike him. Pass it, cash out. Okay. All right. There's a lot of P words in here for Brooks today.
So I wasn't alone.
Yeah. No. You felt like he's like at top of the list.
I mean, he's number one.
He's a top five.
You start ranking him. I can't find anyone who's better than him at that particular thing.
Suck it up. Quit being a P because, yes, you lost. You allowed your own frustration as a fear, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, well. Stop. I mean, can we stop? Brooks Koepka got dinged. Did you get dinged yesterday?
No. He got dinged multiple times.
Yeah. No.
He didn't just get hit once in the knee.
His caddy got hit in the face with something.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody slapped his caddy in the face with something. I don't know what it was.
was it Jim Nantz in that room like Randy Marsh? Is that what the caddy got hit with?
I don't
after
know.
That 44 seconds
maybe
of
somebody spun around and hit him.
Oh, I thought it was just Jim Nantz and his thing about Phil. I thought that hit the caddy in the face.
Oh, that hit us. That hit us all in the face.
Yeah.
You know who else got hit in the face was the Astros. Holy crap. Get a hit.
Really disappointing, especially against that team. I mean,
oh
that
my
was
goodness.
Super disappointing.
Listen, in 2017, they went to Chicago, and Chicago was the worst team in the league, and they got swept. So, I mean, that's something that happened. You have a bad weekend. But listen, you can't. You know what's coming up here now? Two against the Dodgers. Three against the Padres. Four against the Red Sox. You know who the best teams in baseball are? The three best teams? The Dodgers, the Padres, the Red Sox. In no particular order. Might be the Padres. So, you better start playing some better baseball. How could you be playing so well against the first place team and then turn around immediately after and play so piss poorly against one of the worst teams in baseball? How is it you can't call? I don't know that Carlos Correa has ever looked worse than he did yesterday. Remember when how bad he looked? I mean, he looked really bad when he came back from his when
very
that
tentative.
Masseuse, that quote unquote masseuse.
Very tentative after that.
Yeah, he was. Oh my goodness, his swings were. Yesterday, he looked back in that form. Oh my goodness, he couldn't. And so you know what he does? You know what Dusty does? Puts him in the two hole. That's a good place for a guy who just. I mean, he had to sit Jordan yesterday because he's looking like crap. Carlos Correa can't look worse, cannot possibly look worse than he does right now. I mean, you had Miles Straw and Chaz McCormick in the lineup together. That's a good duo. That 190, 220 combination.
It's like a Larry Durker lineup. Sunday lineups. That's
talk about looking like crap. And then the other day, Lance McCullers throws 900 pitches in the first. Javier.
That's what he does sometimes.
Javier, six walks in 4 2/3. What?
Now, this is becoming a little bit of a problem with Javier because if you look at the walk totals, I don't remember it being that issue. I don't remember him having that same issue with, it'll be 2, 3. I mean, it may not seem like a big deal, but you can't, you want him to be one of those 6-1 guys, one of those 5-1 guys, meaning strikeout to walk ratio guys.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't been that way this year. I mean, it hasn't been that way this year, but with that said, you know, I mean, he was out of it. Okay. You know, he got out of it okay. It wasn't until you got blown up a little bit later, but by Abreu again, you know, that's going to happen too.
Listen.
Brian Abreu is not going to be able to get people. You can't expect a major league.
Listen, this bullpen is a disaster right now. Enoli the other night. Oh, my God.
Yep.
A scrub the other night. Oh, my God. They were just awful. And you got a tie game, and all of a sudden you're leading 4-3, and they put up a 5 in the seventh because you can't get it out because Enoli can't throw a strike. Holy crap, that was awful,
John. You know, just to give you some idea here, Christian Javier has 9 starts this year. He had 10 starts last year. He threw 54 innings. Last year in a third. He's already up to 48 2/3. So he's getting close. He had 18 walks last year. He has 21 walks this year. So his control has gone south on him relative to what he was last year. And that's, you know, like I said, he went 4 1/3. Like he gave up a run. It wasn't the end of the world. He just allowed base runners. But right now, Enoli Paredes was a guy that you were expecting big things from. And he's got a lively arm, but he has not been a consistent – like, he has just not been a consistent plus reliever for you in the short, relatively small sample size that you've had him. Scrub did a really good job last year. He did a really good job. But right now, he has not been the same pitcher since he's come back. And Abreu has not shown you anything relative to what the expectations are.
Friday night?
Last year or this year.
Friday night, Abreu. Well, now, listen. This is Adolis Garcia. I mean, this guy, holy crap. It seemed like he was angry at us. It just seemed like he was just angry with everyone. He hit a ball so hard, and then he turned around and he said something to Maldonado. And I'm like, hey, you can't talk to our catcher like that. I don't know what you said. I don't know if you two are buddies or what. I don't know. But don't be talking to our – you're going to go down next time. And instead he hit another homer. Instead, he did that against us. That was an awful weekend.
Bad weekend, and you kind of vaguely referenced. Okay, well, this is where you know you need to take care of the Rangers too, because you've got. And the thought was the Astros would, because you got a much tougher stretch coming up. Now you're going into your tougher stretch, and you were swept, and it's a lot different look now. Now you're like, oh man. Now you need to hang on and put some W's on the board that maybe you weren't necessarily expecting to get. And it's going to have to start with the starting pitching. Like, there's just no way around it. You're just going to have to get as many innings as possible out of the starters. Because you see what happens when Lance McCullers throws a bunch of pitches and Christian Javier throws a bunch of pitches. You can't – there's too many minefields in the bullpen. You're going to eventually have to go 5. Dusty's going to go with 5 different relievers. 4 to 5 to pull it out of there. To think you can avoid the minefield of getting through a full inning with 4 different relievers, that almost seems too good to be true.
No. Listen. It
shouldn't be that hard, by the way.
Man.
But it's gotten really hard for the Astros.
Good news is Fromber threw 4 scoreless. So that is awesome in the minors. So he looks.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't see that. How did he and the Odorizzi the double bubble go?
Well, the only one I know is that Fromber threw Fromber. Four scoreless.
So he went four scoreless. Good, because yep. I remember Jake got rocked in his one of his minor league appearances.
I don't know if he's been back. Maybe he's throwing soon.
Odorizzi will pitch today.
Yeah,
because I think Fromber's initial start got rained out. So maybe they pushed him to the next day, and Odorizzi will go today.
Yeah, we've had nothing but rain here. I mean, you want to talk about? I'm just so disgusted with this whole rain thing.
Were you planning on golfing this weekend?
I actually did golf, but they canceled the senior championship at Pine Forest this weekend. But we were still able to play.
Tough beat.
I got two rounds in, and yet we weren't able to play the course was not in championship condition.
Well, we've seen that affect others before.
I mean, that's the first. Listen. Yeah. The first time I saw it was with the women's NCAA tournament, and I said, oh, okay, I get that. But when we're talking about men?
Oof. Hold on.
Wait.
Are you, though?
I'm just...
It's not very ally-like of you.
Yeah, I'm an ally. I'm an ally.
Are you,
Our prayers are with you, John.
No.
Is that why you... Were you a little depressed? That's why you kind of strolled in here a little late?
Yesterday morning, I shot my best round ever in my life.
Oh, congratulations. Look at you bouncing back.
Yeah.
You're not as big of a P as Brooks Koepka.
No, I'm not. You know what I said? I'm still going to go. I'm going to go out there, and I'm still going to give it my best shot. Did I get dinged in the knee? No.
Yeah, you weren't bum rushed by crowd.
Not one person bum rushed me. Okay. Yeah. Maybe when we were going to the beer cart. That was it. That was the only time I got bum rushed by our foursome.
Hey, by the way, it was the crowd on Saturday for the Astros 38,055 at the Rangers. Yesterday it was 95% full. Yesterday it was 91% full. Are the Astros now officially at 100% go, right?
Yeah.
They just haven't had a game at home since then, right?
Oh, really? Kershaw and Bauer the next two nights. How's that going to be?
Hey, I think, guys, we're kind of back. The Knicks had like their 15K. The Heat are opening up to 17K. I think we're back as far as people.
Wait. They were up to 15K? Like,
I don't give a rat.
Yeah, 15K at the Knicks game.
You know what I care about? My F-150 Lightning.
Well, you can talk about it in the next... hour, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's right. Let me preview this by telling you.
Okay.
Let me tell you this. At 8:13, I'm going to tell you about the new F-150 Lightning electric F-150. Have you ever heard of it? Wait and see.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So a great weekend for golf, a crappy weekend for baseball. What about for basketball? I'm doing my Joel Buschbaum a few times now.
You've done it twice, but before we get into it, I want to start with the LeBron story, because I want to cover this, and then we can get into how the Lakers got beat by really not very good Chris Paul. But
And Chris Paul got hurt again.
Yeah, a playoff Chris Paul. And then there's actually a lot to cover with the basketball, but let me ask you guys this. So the story came out over the weekend that LeBron James attended an event that was not copacetic by NBA league standards. The event has backtracked, and they're like, oh, no, everyone here is vaccinated. Everyone's been tested or whatever, or maybe just tested.
You either had to have been vaccinated or provided a negative test, a recent negative test. That was the ruling, apparently, for the event.
What's the problem?
That came out later.
Yes.
A picture was posted. LeBron was at it's a tequila thing that he's investing in. It's a picture of all these celebrities, and they're all there.
It's outside.
It's outside, right? But the problem is not that. I mean, personally, LeBron, I don't know if he got vaccinated or not.
He's not going to answer that question.
He's not going to answer, and it's so stupid to me, but whatever. I don't know what he's – I don't know exactly why that would be the case, since if he said he did, it would help other people get vaccinated. Whatever. But here's the problem, John. The problem that people have, and this is my problem too, is that Caris LeVert had to sit out a playing game. And like Caris LeVert, well, not just a playing game, too. Caris LeVert is out because of the league rules. LeBron James, this is just the most clear-cut case of we are simply not going to enforce our rules against LeBron James. Because by the standards of the rules, LeBron James is not supposed to have, unless he has been vaccinated, and even then, I don't think they want you at those events. I think that's against the rule anyway. He broke a rule, and the league refused to punish him. And then the person who hosted the event came out later and said, oh, no, everyone here had to provide proof of this. Well, there's no way the league – that's all you had to say. And then the league could go, oh, well, see, everybody's been tested or vaccinated. So that's all we needed there. Everything's good here. LeBron can play. If they were real, they would punish LeBron James as well like they punished Caris LeVert.
Well,
they didn't. They're too
afraid.
Yeah, but
they're not. But they're not, and we know it, and it's just not.
And I don't personally want LeBron out of the playoffs. I wanted Caris LeVert in the playoffs too.
Yeah.
But well, I understand. But are you going to follow the rule and be consistent?
Well, no. No, they just told you they're not. Did you hear what the commissioner said about the playing game? He said, yeah, I want to keep it for a long time. I have to convince the 30 teams and one player. I have two jobs to do. I've got to convince the 30 teams that we need to keep it, the playing games, and I have to and one player. And that one player is LeBron. Yeah. He's got to convince.
Yeah, because LeBron will hold sway over the other players, and it's what you have to do. The league will hide, I guess, under because we don't know why Caris LeVert was told to sit. It just says due to health and safety protocol. So they can always say what Caris LeVert was involved in. You know, how we heard about the Astros were in something more egregious than the Red Sox, the Yankees. They can say the same thing. Well, Caris LeVert did something that clearly violated something we had in place far more egregiously than what LeBron did. And that's how you say, look, there's a difference there between the two. So one gets to play and one doesn't.
And we all
know.
But we all know what it is, though.
Yes, no, but we know that LeBron is going to get special treatment.
Yeah,
and it's just such a bad look. But you know what, Del, to your point, though, or John, remember that the players did not back, they did not side when it came to playing a season again. They opted in, and LeBron, remember, he was supposedly in the meetings and like, yeah, me too. Like he was not the leader of, they did not just follow what LeBron
said. No, he's the face, but he's not, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that everybody just follows LeBron, but here's the deal is LeBron makes them money. LeBron makes everybody money in that league. Yeah, so,
sure.
So they, you know what? You got, oh, well, LeBron gets different treatment. That's been going on forever.
But that's not good. That's not.
It's
right.
Well. So what do you mean? It's not good.
No, but we try to fight against that in all of society that people are equal and that you get equal
treatment.
But people
aren't
equal. They're not equal.
But
they're
hold
not
on
equal.
A second. Is that what you aspire to?
No, it's. I don't care matter what I aspire to.
Do we aspire? Do we say we aspire to equality? Yes. Do you try to make decisions and changes to get that? This is an easy basic.
Listen.
One. Just treat one player like you treat another player. I get that it's.
Let's be real about it.
Okay.
A cop pulls over a hot girl. Guess what?
She's off. I know.
She doesn't get a ticket.
Nah, and LeBron's the hot girl.
Yeah. What?
I guess. LeBron's the hot girl.
LeBron is smoking hot.
Yeah. Hold on. I want to play a little game. Would they have been suspended? All right. Would Devin Booker have been suspended? For the same thing.
Probably.
Would Luka have been suspended?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Luka's
for the same
Luka's
exact
star.
Thing. For the same exact thing.
For a public thing that everyone saw.
Yeah. Would Trae Young?
Well.
Yeah. Devin Booker feels like he could have been suspended. Now, I think DeAndre Ayton would have been suspended.
Yes. Ayton for sure.
Porzingis suspended.
He probably would have.
Yeah,
if Donovan Mitchell had been tired,
he was napping.
Okay, well, here's a tough one. If Donovan Mitchell had been like at a chocolate milk event where they are doing a new one in Utah, where a new chocolate milk was going to be there.
Why is he at a chocolate milk?
Well, because it's not Utah. It's Utah, so why can't it be white milk?
Why would Donovan Mitchell line himself with
sorry ass normal milk?
Could be a new
a 2%. A low fat milk thing he's going
right,
to?
When it, yeah. Okay. It's a new churned butter and milk thing that those people are putting out.
Yeah. It's a new Amish. Oat milk. A strawberry oat milk. And there's an event. Would Donovan Mitchell have been suspended?
I don't know.
Say Utah.
He's borderline.
It's borderline. It's
okay, Rudy. Rudy Gobert.
Yes,
of course. He's yeah, the, but he's already patient zero. So yeah, of course.
Yeah, Joel Embiid.
No,
probably not.
Probably not.
Ben Simmons.
Well, yeah, he beat it, Ben.
So y'all got Ben lower just because
he can't shoot. No, he's LSU. They never cheat.
Just because he can't shoot.
We got a text from a woman who's listening. I've never gotten out of a ticket. Does that mean I'm not hot?
I don't know that the hot woman thing actually. I think that's more of a movie, John. And then the officer asks her to
ask a cop.
Pull over, and then it
ask
turns
a
into
cop
a porn.
If he's ever let, okay, 713-780-3776.
You think a cop's going to admit to this?
Yeah, you're a cop.
This guy's your voice.
Have you ever said, after pulling over a woman, take care of the kid, like Harvey Keitel did in that movie?
Oh, well,
the
bad lieutenant. Yeah. He was bad.
Have you ever done that? Don't admit to that, by the way.
No,
I hope
no.
you've never done that.
No.
The bad lieutenant was a really bad lieutenant.
So, yeah, but a cop has gone, you know what? She's hot. I'll let her go. I'm going to let her go. 713-780-3776.
Or police officers, if you have... Yeah. If you gave a ticket and you said, I don't care what you look like, I stand for the law and I stand for justice and I treat people equally. LeBron would be suspended the same way Caris LeVert would be. Unless you guys were hemming and hawing on most players other than LeBron. He's on his own level just know.
Oh, yeah.
You just know that the league is just like, we'll get in trouble by LeBron.
Well,
if we suspend him, we're going to be in big trouble.
Oh, no. LeBron's on a
different. You won't let Bronny play in our league.
He's a totally different level than everybody else. And deservedly so. He's right. been the face of the league for how long now?
Jordan would have got it. LeBron would have got it. That's how it is.
Oh,
that's
no.
It.
Jordan Jordan would have 100% gotten it. We already know about that.
They all get the calls.
But
I mean,
does LeBron
Lance,
play
is it
baseball
fair?
For a year and a half?
Is it fair
let
that.
Let me know when LeBron goes and plays baseball. Answer that one, John. Is LeBron playing baseball?
LeBron ain't playing baseball.
He doesn't have the same issues there.
No, he don't like to gamble like Mike. He ain't gambling like Mike does. Come on. All right. 7:42. Yes, we'll actually talk about the games on the other side right here. We'll talk about what happened this weekend in the NBA. Don't go anywhere.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
James missing again at the foul line. A whistle. James goes down hard to the court. Caruso and Payne get into it. Montrezl Harrell runs into Cam Payne. And coaches leave the bench area as things become a little bit contentious here.
Well, it started with Chris Paul blocking out LeBron James when James was up in the air on the missed free throw. And then it was Caruso and Cam Payne involved in a separate issue.
LeBron's is shaken up.
LeBron was writhing in pain for a while. And then he was fine. Such drama. Wow, the NBA is pure drama. And when you say it's drama, I mean drama.
Yeah, it's that drama.
It's that drama. Okay? That's the NBA.
It's not TNT knows drama?
No.
No.
No, that's not it. It's different. It's not Law and Order drama.
Bum, bum. It's not that.
No, it's not
LeBron's.
That.
Okay, Del, tell people who LeBron is part governor of. I can't say owner. Who? LeBron is part governor of who?
I don't know. Who does what part? Oh, he owns. Doesn't he own like part of Liverpool or something?
Yeah, he doesn't own. He governs. He governs part of.
They do owner thing. They still do owners in England.
Well, LeBron would not be for that to say that word.
We'll see.
So he's governor. He's part
LeBron,
governor.
If LeBron owns it, LeBron's going to say, I own
Liverpool. Okay. Right. A small percentage, so we'll
But yeah, he has that. This was nothing more than just a soccer flop. That's all that was. It was soccer flop. Designed to,
maybe he could have got Chris Paul out of the game.
But Chris Paul also hurt his shoulder.
Right.
Yeah, he had to leave the floor twice, right?
Oh,
and when
my
Chris
gosh.
Paul hurts his shoulder, we know it's real, although he has been known to flop plenty of times.
So
It's playoff time. This is where Chris gets hurt.
So, biggest surprise from the weekend.
Oh, it's easily easily what Memphis did at Golden State.
Yeah, but without Mitchell.
Well, he means the whole weekend.
The whole weekend. Memphis, it started on Friday.
Friday.
Oh, no, that was Friday.
It was Friday, Sunday, yeah.
So what they did Friday to Golden State, because I was really looking forward to Golden State and Steph just going off. And then Dylan Brooks is a problem for Steph. And Dylan Brooks is a problem for – Dylan Brooks had a big game against Steph. He had a big game yesterday as well. Yeah, no Mitchell, but, I mean, I think what Memphis is doing is really eye-opening so far over just the last two games.
Do you remember the NBA trade night? Remember the NBA draft night when they acquired Dylan Brooks and there was a confusion as to which Dylan Brooks it was?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were supposed to be. Yeah.
You remember that? And it turned – no, we want the Oregon one. No. Or either that, or they were not trading the Oregon one. I forget which one it was.
I'm trying to look it up right now
because there was a lot of confusion. No, we didn't trade that one. We traded the other one.
So before the game against Golden State in the winning your end game, officially NBA tonight with Jay Williams was showing how Dylan Brooks was guarding Steph Curry. Now, Steph Curry had 48 points, but he was 0 for 6 the last six possessions against Dylan Brooks. And they showed how Dylan Brooks was face guarding him. And this was leading into the game. And then once you got into the game, dude, he's a big, long, active defender who really did a nice job defensively. But Dylan Brooks is just really quietly a really nice, young, up-and-coming plus player. Like, do you guys think he's going to be a star?
He's a good player, man.
I know.
He's one of those guys who has the irrational confidence to do what he did over the weekend, and then he also has that same confidence. Hey, can you just give the ball to Ja, please? That's the guy you're going to have to balance that guy out, because there are going to be times where he's like, I'm the best player on this floor right now. And then other times, can you please get the ball in your hands? What the issue was, there was a three-team trade on draft night. Trevor Ariza, of all people, was involved. Now still playing in the playoffs. The problem was the Suns and the Grizzlies didn't talk to each other. They used the Wizards as a conduit for the three-team trade. So the Suns thought they were going to get Dylan Brooks. The Grizz thought they were trading Marshawn Brooks. And when the Grizz found out what the Suns Brooks, wanted, right. They're like, nuh-uh, we're not trading that one. You can have the other one. And then the Suns like, we don't want this one. We want Dylan. So the trade didn't go down.
That was it. There was a Brooks, not another Dylan Brooks. So, Memphis wins, but Donovan Mitchell comes back. He actually was ruled out right before the game.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell comes back. Still like the Jazz in that one, but I'm going to tell you this. So the Blazers beat the Nuggets. That's probably...
They're the series favorite going in.
Yeah, the most likely, but what about the Mavs beating the Clippers?
Yeah, boy, I mean... So, you know, I've got the Mavs winning that. Before the series started, I went Mavs exact result, 4-3, you know, Mavs in 7. Now, that'll also take the Mavs winning at, you know, to do that, for that to happen, they'll actually have to get to a 7th game, and then they'll have to win at the Clippers as well. But there is just something that feels phony about this Clippers team. I know it was supposed to be the team, and I know it still feels like one of the favorites, and it's because we have so much respect for Kawhi. But if you look at that team, they just haven't – it's never clicked for them. We keep waiting for the Lakers and the Clippers to just take off and start playing good basketball. Well, we're one game into the playoffs, and they look like the teams that they've looked like here for the last, several weeks.
Yeah, okay. So let's add that to the mix. Most likely to win their series – but listen, the Lakers in the play-in game, LeBron shot like crap. Anthony Davis didn't look good, and then yesterday he didn't look good at all. They look bad.
Anthony Davis isn't right. Yeah. We can pretend that the Achilles stuff wasn't. He's overcome. He's not right. I mean, I put the numbers on the rundown for what he is as an outside shooter compared to what he was in the bubble. The bubble he shot ridiculously well, and it helped them win a title. He was like 50, on long twos and threes. He was like 55% from two and 38.3 from three. His career, at least this season, on long twos, 32%, threes, 26.2%. So a far drop off. But he still likes to shoot them. But he's not that type in his career. He's not that type of a shooter. He was astronomically good in the playoffs. and he's leaving them short, he's not right.
He didn't look good.
He isn't right, and he's going to have to stop trying to be a stretch four and decide, you know what? Okay, I guess I got to play center.
Dell, why do you think that's ever going to happen? If it hasn't happened now, he's never going to become a center. That's not going
to
happen.
I mean, he doesn't need to do it through the regular season, although it would make the Lakers much better. But he's going to have to figure out, look, we're at our best when I'm on the floor at five and Andre Drummond's off the floor. And the other thing is, they have Marc Gasol. And look, he's not the same guy, but he's a good passer. He can hit threes, and then Anthony Davis should probably be playing down low. But they don't play Marc Gasol, but they play Andre Drummond, and it's bad for them. But that's another guy they probably made promises to. The Lakers got some issues to work out. I don't think they're going to beat the Suns.
Sure. I don't know.
It didn't look like it yesterday.
It's most likely to win the series. The Suns, the Hawks, the Grizz, the Mavericks, and the Blazers.
I think the Blazers are most likely.
Yeah, you might.
The Nuggets,
right.
unless they get Will Barton back or something, they don't have a lot of.
They don't have firepower now without Jamal Murray.
And what they did, what the Blazers did was they just allowed Jokic to score. He had one assist in their game. They're like, hey, go ahead, do all the scoring you want. One of your best attributes is getting all these other guys who can't get their own stuff involved. And they said, go ahead, and they ran away with that one. I just don't think the Nuggets have enough firepower to combat that backcourt.
In years past, this would be a game where we say you would doubt LeBron James, and he would come, and we'll see if he does this. He would come out with a 31-point game with 12 rebounds and 9 assists. It would be one of those games, and maybe he'll do that. After two bad games in a row, and, you know, he's been out for a while, so he may be shaking rust off. It's likely that he is, or COVID, depending on if the league just lets him play with COVID, too. So we'll see how he ends up actually playing. But this is one of those games where he has to come up and have a big game, typically. You don't have to. He could lose both games, and, you know, you could still win the series if you're the Lakers. I'm to the point where, okay, yes, the key is going to be Anthony Davis. What are you going to – he was minus 18 – and Ayton killed him yesterday. Ayton, from a production standpoint, Ayton yesterday was 21 and 16. Look at Anthony Davis, 13 and 7. It was not even close between the two players in terms of big man production. But yes, Anthony Davis is going to be one of the keys, if not the key, to winning this series. But that's only if LeBron plays like LeBron typically plays, and that has not been the case the last two games. And so he's got to play to that level. We can't just assume he's going to. I am assuming it will show up because I'm used to seeing that. But he's older. He took time off. He seemed less certain about coming back at 100%. I mean, there are some telltale signs that, and you know, the Lakers are a collection of players. This is not a great chemistry team at all.
Well, they haven't been together all year. And now, you know what? It's catching up.
If this wasn't a first-round series, like, because it's the first-round series, I think there's some thought in their head. They're like, the Lakers can possibly lose a first-round series, right? But they're playing a team they would normally face in the conference finals. So if this was the conference finals, I think people are like, you know what? Lakers might be in trouble here. But I think we feel like, no way they lose now. But they could. I mean,
they could, yeah.
They're not – they are, like Lance said, they're a collection of guys. And I'm not – unless LeBron and Anthony Davis are phenomenal, they're not beating the Suns.
Dude, Kyle Kuzma had – he played 19 minutes and didn't score. It wasn't that long ago that we were talking about Kuzma as, like, number three in the big three with the Lakers with Davis and James. Like, man, you got Davis, James, Kuzma. Kuzma, has been a non-factor. Wes Matthews, just a name right now. Montrezl Harrell, I mean, we know Montrezl is a good player, but Montrezl also, I don't know. The Lakers just aren't giving me the vibes of a team that has the necessary – they've got the star power in the top two, but they just don't look like – as Dell mentioned, I don't think Anthony Davis is just going to all of a sudden rise from the ashes and become who he is. Now, he is a skilled shooter around the basket. That's what's so frustrating about, you know, we all know the story. He grew up as a point guard. He had his 8-inch growth spurt or whatever. And it was cool because he's a big man with range. He's a big man with handles. He's more Kevin Garnett than he is a post player. But Kevin Garnett also, you know, what Kevin Garnett did was Garnett became a much more accomplished post player. And Anthony Davis is actually, even though he fades away a lot and doesn't take it right to the rim, he is a really skilled shooter down low. If he's down there, though, he's going to get Ayton on him. So we'll see what happens. It's not like a bunch of teams around the league have talented big men. But, man, the Lakers and Suns, and I'll just tell you right now, I'm cheering for Chris Paul. I'm cheering for Chris Paul to win a chip because I've just got a lot of respect for how he approaches the game. But, John, is
he's going to be out 3 weeks now.
Right. You don't know that for sure.
He might get back for the conference or the NBA finals, but that's it.
But how about how Russ had a lead on Brooklyn, and it's like, oh, my gosh.
The Sixers?
Sixers.
I mean, not Russ, but who did Brooklyn play the other
Boston.
Day?
Boston.
Yeah, Boston. They had the lead at half, like, oh, my gosh, look at this. And then just right out of the gate, they just swarmed them in the third period, and then they hung on and covered.
Oh, that.
Wait, what?
It's always.
Well, they won. They won.
I was like, why the swift turn to the series least amount of people care about? Oh,
no,
okay.
But
he wanted to talk about the cover he got.
Honestly, no, I really wanted to talk about James because it's LeBron James and James Harden, the two Jameses that people don't want to win the championship this year. One of them looks like he's in trouble. I think the other one is going to be fine, but it is interesting to see Tobias Harris have a big game the other day because if Tobias Harris steps up, because Ben Simmons is just – he's not going to give you a lot of points, I don't think. But I don't know. Are we buying into the Sixers? You should, I suppose.
I mean, they're the ones.
Your Heat had a chance to.
Yeah.
I feel like Milwaukee just isn't. I just don't think Milwaukee.
It's funny, the perspective. I know we got to go. Some people think, wow, now that Milwaukee got that one, they're going to relax. And other people say, well, the Heat's two best players went 8-for-37, and you won on a last second shot in overtime. What does that say about Milwaukee? So who knows? Game by game, I can't look at one game and think, oh, the Heat made 20 threes, but they were off from two, and Bam and Adebayo were Bam and Jimmy were terrible. They're going to come back and be better in game two. I don't know. They're not going to make 20 threes again. So,
well, those two teams played three times in the regular season and they hit the over all three times.
Yeah,
not yet. Well, they played overtime and they didn't hit the over.
Well, Jimmy
in this one,
Jimmy didn't play in any.
The playoff is different,
and Jimmy didn't play in any of the three games,
and they hit the over.
Yeah,
yeah. And that'll tell you something about the way that it's different.
Yeah,
it's just different.
I don't know how you. Yeah, I don't know.
758 ESPN 97.5 713-780. You got any thoughts on the weekend? Anybody? You want to talk about Phil? Everybody wants to talk about Phil,
the people's champ,
the people's champion, Phil Mickelson. You want to do it on the other side? 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.